Well, hello, it's your girl Precious back again to read you her diary. I hope everyone is feeling good, feeling as good as I am right now on this rainy Saturday, cold, chilly, I just really like this weather, apart from the fact that the roads are all messy and Lagos has the worst traffic when it rains. But I just kind of enjoy the fresh breeze and the coolness, the calmness, the rainy vibe is just something else, you know. I appreciate the rain. Anyways, welcome to today's episode on Precious Diary. This episode is going to be a little different. I feel like being a little talky. So after I read my diary, what I'm going to do is just talk a little bit, and yeah, that's it. I do hope you enjoy this episode. Yeah, let's get it. Dear diary. Solo dates, I love. Whether it's with a blunt or some wine, you just gotta love solitude. I currently have tea in my hand, detox tea, because I feel bloated because of the soda I had. Bad choice. But I really, really ain't a soda girl. It ain't even good for my pom-pom, but yeah, the tea is helping. Thank you, tea. It's Saturday, 11:23 a.m., and it's raining. Today feels cozy, really cozy. I didn't finish writing yesterday's entry because your girl needed rest and time away from my screen. Anyways, I'm here now. Today is beautiful. I woke up feeling grateful and Sorry. This is raw. I'm just going to start that line again. Anyways, I'm here now. Today is beautiful. I woke up feeling grateful and just in a good mind space. Before it started raining, I went outside for that fresh morning breeze and I did some grounding, barefoot on the ground. Great way to start my day, trust me. I put a podcast on and cleaned, and then I took a nice hot bath. God, I feel so beautiful. I feel so beautiful. I love my skin, my face, my body. I am sexy. I love me. Self-love is truly the best kind of love. I ain't even playing. Game changer. On God. I went on a solo date yesterday and my sister and a friend joined me afterward, but the time spent alone before they arrived was healing, therapeutic, and very much needed. I do find it a bit uncomfortable being alone sometimes, but it's something I've been working on. Solo dates are me coming out of my comfort zone, literally. It's challenging my mind and taking control of my thoughts. I am proud of my growth. I appreciate nature. It's a safe space and nature is healing. I'll never get tired of the park. I got myself wine and snacks, waved at kids. It was Children's Day, so there's so many kids around. And it was just so sweet. And smiled at everyone I made eye contact with. Yesterday was truly beautiful. I listened to a podcast that changed my perspective on things, and I recommend anyone and everyone to listen to it. It's called How to Achieve Mental Calmness. Mental calmness is one of my struggles. I'll be honest, my mind races. I'm a deep thinker, really deep thinker. I'm a curious soul, and that is okay. I'm on a journey to self-discovery, self-truth. My spiritual journey is not to become all woo-woo, but to find inner peace. This podcast felt very direct. I am grateful I got to listen to it. I'm grateful for life. I truly am. I am abundant, beautiful, and a divine feminine. I am worthy of all my desires, and they are already on their way to me. God is so good to me, so, so good to me. Thank you, God, for everything. Life is good to me. I am divinely protected and guided, and I seek no validation. Well, that's all for today, folks. Today, I choose not to worry, not to stress. I choose to be present, calm, and kind to myself. Today, I choose love, peace, and joy. You should too. Thank you for reading. I love you. Yeah. That was my diary entry. There are a lot of typos that I will correct. I'm just not really in the writing space. I'm more of in the talking space, and that's why I just want to talk about anything and everything, I guess. And people do appreciate listening to my voice, and they enjoy listening to my voice. I'm like, let me make this recording a little bit longer than usual. So solo dates, it felt good. It felt really good. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the air. Like I said, I saw a lot of kids. If you know me, you know I'm a sucker for children. I cannot wait to be a mother, to be honest. I can hear the rain drip, drop, and it's just really calming. It's quite chilly. I need to get under my blanket and just cuddle up with myself. I mean, it'll be nice to have a partner, you know, just feel another person's warmth against my own skin and be present and just talk and just listen and just be there with your person. Don't get me wrong, I am totally content with being by myself. I'm just expressing what it would feel like if I had a person. What I'm visualizing in my mind's eye right now. Just there, probably watching a Netflix documentary or listening to some lo-fi, some cool R&B, some love music, feeding each other cake and just being, just staying in that space of love, peace, joy with the opposite gender. I know when the time is right, I will find my person. Till then, solo dates and self-love, self-care, self-loving on myself till my person comes my way. Honestly, guys, I've just been in a really good space this past few weeks, past 2 weeks. The weeks before were hell for me. I was quite depressed. I had to find myself over and over again, but then I've just been waking up to abundance, peace, and just more wisdom. And okay, yo, it's okay to feel this way. You're human. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to want to just feel your emotions. It's so okay. It's okay. It's okay. No one is perfect. Who wants to be perfect? Not me. I mean, imagine if everything was perfect. Life would be so boring. The podcast I listen to, How to Achieve Mental Calmness, said something very direct. I feel like that's why I'm so attached to that podcast. He said, why are you so uncomfortable? Well, this is not how he said it, but then something like that. Why am I so uncomfortable with losing a parent? It has happened. Why is it so unbelievable? I mean, everyone dies. Yes, it's painful. I'm not dismissing the fact that it's painful, but then I get to choose if I want to be comfortable with it. I can choose to say, I am comfortable that he's gone. It has happened. I will forever love my father. I mean, he lives through me. And is he gone truly? I just can't see him physically, or hear him physically, or touch him physically. But then I do see him in my dreams, I hear his voice in my dreams, see his picture, randomly smell his scents. He is around, he is with me, he lives through me. We are one, same blood. It's only the body that died, but his spirit lives forever. And out forever. Y'all, I'm tearing up. But I'm just grateful that my perspective has changed, because it's like a new kind of healing from the healing I've already done. A whole new, I can choose to be comfortable with my pain. Choose to accept it and just let it go. It is what it is. It has happened. It is life. I get to choose if I want to grieve all my life and be upset and have anxiety and depression and or I can choose to enjoy life and accept whatever happens as it happens and just let it happen, you know? Yeah. Anyways, I want to say any woo and anyway, I'm like, that's why that sounded kind of weird, but yeah. It's 12:10 right now. Y'all, I love wine. I'm more of a red wine girl. My daddy used to like red wine. So my sister is always like, you're just like daddy. I'm like, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's my dad. Sorry, my sister kind of, she just, whatever, back to what I was saying. Y'all, I took a hot shower. So yeah, I love me a warm bath. I just love the way it feels on my skin. And then I use baby oil on my skin, which just instantly improved my mood and just had me feeling all sexy and yo, my skin just feels so soft. I just keep on touching on myself. Like, girl, look at your face, look at your skin, brown queen, black queen. You are beautiful. You are amazing. I look myself in the mirror and I'm like, any man would be lucky. Lucky. To have me as theirs. Lucky. I am one of a kind. I am a rare breed. I ain't from around here, bro. I'm a goddess. Thank you. So I would never, ever, ever lower my standards or forget my worth for some nigga. Did that sound a bit personal? I'm still healing. Let me heal. I'm just so grateful for life, y'all. You should be too, you know. I'm about to have plantain and beans. Just watch like a Netflix show. I can't wait to get in my creative. Well, I'm always creative. More in my art space. I want to start painting again. And I will get myself canvases and all the things I need soon. And just create. Really using my intuition. No reference. And just create magic. Take it as it is. I create for me and not for anyone else. So, yeah, I think I'm done. I think I'm done for today. Yeah, I'm definitely done. This has been 13 minutes. I do hope, I mean, I know you enjoyed this. If you made it this far, you definitely enjoyed what I said. Is my self-confidence a little too much? I'm kidding. Thank you so much for listening to me. I'm so grateful for every listener, everyone that listens to me talk about random shit. I love you. I am so grateful. God bless you all. Do have a beautiful day and abundance week ahead. And May was beautiful, you know. May was beautiful. May is coming to an end, and I hope everyone had a beautiful May. June is going to be so abundant. It's Gemini season, and you know, it's double of everything. I mean, yeah, it's double of everything. Well, that's the energy I'm picking. That's what Spirit told me just now. Double of everything. You know, Gemini is twins. Double of everything. Double abundance. Double love. Double joy. Double this. Double opportunities. Double orgasms. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time on Precious's Diary. This was an exclusive episode. Yeah. See you next time on Precious's Diary. Love you. Bye.